All right, let's head now this morning to the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Hey, Catherine, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, you're embarking on a new fundraising campaign for an update to the FHN surgical suite. So tell us why that's needed.
So this update is going to allow our surgical suites to enhance the functionality of our operating rooms while improving efficiencies for the surgical services team, advancing technology, and ensuring we are on the cutting edge at FHN while providing surgical care to our patients.
And what types of things are going to be included in this update?
This update will include the installation of new flooring and wall panels. These new services will be easy to clean, able to withstand hospital cleaning solutions. They'll also be durable, stain-resistant, and seamless to prevent any areas that could harbor unwanted bacteria. We'll also be installing state-of-the-art lights that will adjust based on the procedure being performed. And in addition, the project will also include new video laparoscopic equipment, which will feature LED, be all digital, and offer high definition. These are just some of the highlights from our surgical services comprehensive plan.
Wow, talking about the update to the FHN surgical suite. So then, how many operating rooms are we talking about here?
FHN has 7 operating rooms in total. 2 of the rooms are designed primarily for procedures such as cataract surgery and vein procedures. 1 of the rooms features the HANA table, which is specifically utilized for the anterior hip replacement. But most of the rooms are used for general surgery and various specialties.
Now, when is this upgrade planned to actually occur?
The surgical suite update is scheduled to begin early this summer. We've already started planning meetings with the general contractor, team members, and surgeons. And the projected timeline for the update is approximately 16 weeks once we start.
And what will FHN do about surgeries during the updates? Are there going to be surgeries that are actually going to be happening?
We will continue to perform surgeries at FHN throughout this update. The project will require much coordination between the FHN team and external vendors. The general contractor is well experienced in healthcare construction. This construction will be relatively straightforward for the professional installers. However, there'll be many hours of preparatory work. Most of the precautions will be specific to the infection control aspect, while ensuring the safety of patients, staff, and contractors. Much of our work will be completed during non-patient care hours, such as the weekend and on the evening. The update will require meticulous attention to detail and the entire team's focus and energy. Patient safety and quality will be maintained throughout our entire process.
We're talking about the FHN planned surgical update or surgical suite update, which is going to be occurring now. How many surgeries does FHN do every year? And then what type of surgeries do you perform?
So in 2019, FHN performed almost 3,200 surgeries. Some of the types of surgeries that we include are general surgery, orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecologic, podiatry, ophthalmology, and cancer surgery. While we do not perform procedures such as heart surgery or neurosurgery at FHN, we have excellent surgeons who perform many types of surgery right here in our community close to home.
All right. Well, now, Tanya, let's talk to you about this issue from the FHN Foundation side of things. How much money are you trying to raise for the surgical suite update?
Ultimately, we're looking at a price tag about $1.4 million with this project, so it's a pretty good one. But we're very excited about the opportunity to do some naming rights in this area. We haven't really done this in the past, and we see this as a great chance for local businesses to get behind local health care. We have an ambulatory wing that could have a name on it, our surgery waiting room. We have several consultation rooms, and then, of course, the full surgical suite. So we could have the Scott Thompson surgery waiting room, if so interested.
There we go, Tanya. You're completing another fundraising effort as well for a crisis stabilization center. How's that going?
That has gone really well. We set a goal to raise right around $700,000 just to help cover the bulk of the project, but we were able to raise over $800,000. We had 577 donors support this project, so that really shows how much the community has got behind behavioral health. We are currently in the final phases of getting the Illinois Department of Public Health approval on our drawings and build, and we should be tearing some walls down and putting some up in mid-March.
Wow, that sounds great. Great progress there. Now, if people listening this morning, if they're interested in learning more about how to contribute to the surgical suite update or any of the other projects at FHN, how can they get involved, Tanya?
Well, they certainly can give us a call at 599-6900 to talk to us about the different opportunities to give to the surgical upgrade. We also have online giving, so they can go to FHN.org, and there's a Donate Now button, and they can just give us a call.
All right, ladies, thank you very much. Great information as always. We'll talk again soon here today. And that is the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today on this Tuesday morning. The preceding today brought to you this morning by FHN.